This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Arkansas first responders on Saturday were sifting through debris for more possible victims after tornadoes sliced through the state after a blast of extreme spring weather swept much of the United States. Reuters' Chris Dignam reports.
First responders searched for more possible victims on Saturday after powerful tornadoes tore through Arkansas, where at least five people were killed and dozens of others were injured in the storms. Officials said the tornadoes flipped over vehicles and brought down power lines in Little Rock and large areas east of the state capital. One eyewitness captured the moment a tornado swept over his vehicle in Little Rock. A blast of extreme weather swept through much of the U.S. on Friday, with thunderstorms and tornadoes menacing the nation's midsection from Texas to the Great Lakes. In Indiana, authorities said three people were killed and a state of emergency was declared for the affected areas. Eyewitness footage showed overturned trucks and debris scattered across a road following a violent storm.
Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. Pope Francis has been discharged from the Rome Hospital, where he was treated for bronchitis. The 86-year-old Pope was hospitalized Wednesday and received antibiotics intravenously. Asked how he felt on Saturday, Francis told reporters, still alive. Outside the hospital, the Pope hugged a couple whose daughter had died at Gemelli Polyclinic the previous night. He also signed the cast on a boy's arm. The Pope was expected to preside over Sunday's Palm Sunday Mass at St. Peter's Square, and a week from now at the Easter Mass on April 9th. That, too, will be held in St. Peter's Square. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at VOA.